We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us live on the line, John Quinones on a new season of What Would You Do? Favorite show for a lot of people on ABC. John, thanks for joining us. So, new season, always new scenarios. What could viewers expect?
Hi there, Ryan. Thank you for having me on. You know, we're living through, I was just listening to the news that you're giving right now. We're living through an unprecedented chapter in our history, right? I mean, dealing with racial issues, the pandemic. And it's forcing us to rely more and more on one another to get through some very difficult times. So what better time than now for What Would You Do? Because you will see people tonight step up for a stranger with little acts of kindness. They're like our better angels, as Lincoln would say. And man, does it feel good. I guess more than ever, it'll bring tears to your eyes. Some of the scenarios we're looking at is a Confederate flag. What do you do if you go into a restaurant and there's a man there wearing a flag on his jacket, and an African-American man sitting next to him at another table says, "Please, sir, would you remove that, take that off? It bothers me. It reminds me of a dark chapter of racism and, you know, the discrimination in this country and slavery. Whose side would you take? You know, what will we find when we're in Mississippi filming it, as we did, versus Brooklyn, New York, where we filmed it also?" It'll be interesting to see the reactions we get.
Yeah, I mean, the show is all about human behavior, right, and reactions on the spot.
Yeah. I mean, it's what do you do? And we all think we would do the right thing, Susan, but not so easy when you're in the middle of it, because it can be risky. You know, there can be repercussions. That's why when people do step in, sometimes at risk to themselves, it's so inspiring, again, to see those good angels, speak up for a stranger with those little acts of kindness.
Can you give us a bit of behind the scenes? You know, how many of these reactions do you actually capture versus maybe how many we see if you're watching the show?
Yeah. We film all day on one single scenario. So every one of them takes us about 12 hours of filming. We'll be there at a diner or at a park or a bowling alley, wherever we're at, for the entire day, from about 8 or 9 in the morning till about, 8 or 9 at night by the time we wrap up. Probably, we do it over and over again, the scene, probably 12, 15 times, and we show you probably, six or seven of those reactions, the best of them, but we make sure that it's presented in a fair way, that we let you know how many people acted this way and how many people disagreed. It's not scientific by any means. We would need a much larger, pool of people to tell you how Americans are feeling about the Confederate flag or homelessness or race issues. But it does give you a slice of the pie when looking at where Americans, what Americans are thinking these days when it comes to these issues.
Yeah, especially current issues. What season is this for What Would You Do?
We're in our 12th year, if you can believe it. When we started, we didn't know that it would go this long. And here we are. We've done almost 1,000 scenarios over these 12 years. And there's a lot of material out there, Every time we check our phones, there's a new video of somebody doing something god-awful that's gone viral. We take our ideas from real life, and we watch what's in the news. And God knows there's a lot to work with these days.
Do you ever get the people who are angry at you or angry at somebody holding a camera at the end if they find out that this was all part of a TV show?
Absolutely. No, there are times when people are upset, and we will not put anyone on the air who doesn't sign an agreement, even though we could technically, because we're filming in places where it's allowed, in public places, to film with hidden cameras. And not every state allows it, by the way. Thankfully, New York State does. But, you know, a few states don't allow hidden camera filming or microphones. But even though we could put them on the air, we won't. If someone loses their job because we just put them on the air saying something god-awful, we won't do that. Sometimes they're very upset, and they'll ask us not to put them on the air, and we'll blur their faces. Sometimes they just need a little time, you know, to think about it, and I'll explain to them the greater good that can come from us showing their opinion. One way or the other, it doesn't matter. It's a free country. Folks are free to express their opinions, you know. And sometimes they'll come around after the initial shock of realizing it was a what-would-you-do scenario.
All right. Hey, interesting to hear a little more about the behind-the-scenes moments there. John, good luck. We'll be watching tonight.
Thank you very much, Susan.
All right. Have a great day. John Quinones from ABC's What Would You Do? The season premiere for the 12th season is tonight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.